You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To talk all things Gardo's. Maybe a little bit of football. The man likes to dabble. He's very diverse in his sports love. You know him, you love him. Former Indians pitcher, Guardians analyst Jason Stanford joins us on the Fan Hotline right now. What's up, Stanny?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing all right here. Mm-hmm. Enjoying this run of the Guardians, where it looks like you've got one of the three best offenses in baseball. Specific to what they're doing, do you think this is something they can keep up through the end of the regular season?
You're not the first.
I think right now, you know, when you look at it, it's August, and they're swinging the bats like they're supposed to. They're taking pitches, and they're getting their pitches that they want to see. And it does make a difference. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about the complete opposite. We're like, oh boy, you know, like at the trade deadline, what are they going to do? You know, are they going to trade some big pieces? Are they looking for next year? And now, you know, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, for the past month or so, you can argue they're the best team in the American League. And Jason, when we've seen this flip, I credit Vogt with a lot of just being able to hang in there after the couple of different things that have happened. The gambling situation, obviously, the 10-game losing streak. But they've also got a lot of help from some of these players as well. Who, in your opinion, has shined in the past month or so that you didn't see coming?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is the consistency up and down the lineup. But one guy that stands out right now is Kyle Manzardo. You know, we can talk about Stephen Kwan, how he's had some issues, you know, with his wrist, and he hasn't looked great since the All-Star break since the All-Star break. And then Jose Ramirez doing his thing all season long. But Kyle Manzardo, like, at any point in the game, if he's up and he gets a pitch he can handle, he can put it out of the ballpark. And we haven't been able to say that for a long time other than, hey, Jose Ramirez is going to come up and, you know, if he gets his pitch, he's going to do damage like he always does. You finally have another guy that's stepping up consistently.
Jason, Jose Ramirez, two more home runs in his last game there. It looks like we're staring dead down the barrel of another 30 for 30 season, as he's only five home runs away there. He's already got 30 stolen bases. We could potentially push for another go at a 40-40 season, which he fell just short of last year. I'm just like, in terms of Jose, watching him do this at 32. Just where are you with Hosey and his greatness over the last 10 years?
Well, I think number one, with him being homegrown and coming up through the system and playing for this organization and giving a hometown discount, you know, which some players talk about, he is just a different dynamic of a player, you know, and we have not seen somebody like this with the Indians / Guardians for a very long time. You know, in the 90s, you had Albert Bell, you had Manny Ramirez, you had Jim Thome. He had guys that were great, but I look at Jose Ramirez, he's not flashy. You know, he doesn't flash every. He's not the showboater, right? But what he does is so awesome to watch, and then everybody just jumps on his coattails. And you look at now, middle of August right now, they're a game out of the wild card. They're five and a half, six games out right now of first place, where If you would have asked me a month ago, I would have been like, no, let's move on to next year. But these guys have done a great job, and a lot of it is a testament to how great Jose Ramirez is. And I'm going to say it right now. He is a Hall of Famer in the making right now, if not already a Hall of Famer.
You mentioned the playoff odds, 28% according to Fangraphs to make the playoffs. I'm interested in the division for a couple reasons, but one, this would be the biggest divisional comeback in baseball history. At 1978 Yankees were 14 games behind the Red Sox on July 19th. They came back to win the AL East in a playoff. Like, this is historic if they were able to do this. Do you feel like they can?
Well, JP, if you had asked me, like I said, a month ago, where I think they were, what, 15 and a half out or 16 out at that point?
Yeah, 15 and a half, yeah.
Right. I would have said there is no chance. No way. But you watch these guys, and they grind it out. You watch the pitching staff do their part. You watch the offense now be as hot as they are, and it is. Major League Baseball is so contagious. When one guy gets going, everybody else starts to feel that flow. The clubhouse is probably rocking every night right now. And right now, yes, 100%, they can catch the Tigers if they continue to pitch, right? I think that's the biggest thing. You know, go off of what Gavin did his last outing. He's going again tonight. Like, those things, they matter. And every out matters. Every pitch matters. Every at-bat matters now, because now it's under a microscope. And with them being, you know, most likely they're going to be six games out in a few minutes. You know, so when that happens, hey, you win tonight, you're still only five games out, and you play them six times. That's the greatest feat. You play them six times. Can you win that six-game series coming down the stretch?
Jason Stanford on the Fan Hotline here, breaking down the latest with the Cleveland Guardians. Stephen Vogt, in his rookie year as a manager, won the Manager of the Year award. Do you think what he's doing this year, is this a better job of managing as compared to last year, or is that TBD?
I wouldn't say it's a better job. I would say it's a consistent job. You know, you come in as a first-year rookie manager, you've taken him to the playoffs. And, you know, you're competing against, you know, Goliath and the New York Yankees. And now you see, you know, what he's capable of doing. And I'm not going to give him any discredit by any means, because I was like, you know, these guys, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're kind of battling some injuries. And now all of a sudden he's pushing the right buttons. And I think that shows the growth, too, that every team is going to go through a losing streak at some point. Whether it's a three-game, five-game, 10-game. You know, the Yankees, I think, went through, what, an eight-game losing streak. So, you know, when all of that plays out, what happens when you're going good? And it's showing right now that Steven is pushing the right buttons. I talked about it a couple weeks ago, you know, with Andy and Phelpsy about Carl.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Willis being, you know, a big-time support in that clubhouse too. And it does. It all plays together. But it's fun. It's fun to watch this team. I'm going to be there Saturday night watching these boys play against the Braves.
All right, a lot of positives. I do have to touch on some slight negatives here. What would you do with Carlos Santana? Another 0-for performance last night. He's not slugging at all. He's really not hitting at all. Like I got so much respect for him, but I also don't want to see him over the next month and a half as we're making a push, suck up a lot of at-bats that could be going to somebody else.
I think at this point, because he is a veteran and he's been around for a long time, you bring him into the office and you say, hey, Carlos, how about you help us be a cheerleader for the rest of the season? Stay in the clubhouse, be positive, help these young guys that we're going to bring up, and make a positive impact that way. Because I agree 100%. He's a detriment right now offensively. He's not giving you – I'm not going to say he's not giving you quality at-bats, but these at-bats can be going to some guys that are going to have longevity with this team. And who knows? You bring in, you know, a young player to give you maybe that little extra spark, and all of a sudden it's like instead of five games, now you're three games, now you're two games. Oh, by the way, now you just overtook Detroit because you got that little extra spark.
All right, Jason, we know you're not just a baseball guy. We know you love football as well. We learned that a lot last fall. I'm curious, what do you see as the highest potential wins for the Browns this year and the lowest potential wins for the Browns this year?
Oh, boy. All right, so I was listening all day, you know, but here's what I will say. I hope Shedeur Sanders is not hurt because I want to see him take the reins like no other quarterback has ever done in Cleveland Brown history and just basically to the whole community be like, get on my back. We're going to win a Super Bowl. Unfortunately, that's probably not going to happen. So low spectrum, I'll go with what they did last year. They won three games last year. I'll say low spectrum, three games. High spectrum, six games. I don't think offensively, you know, they have the juggernauts right now to get by. I think defensively, I think they're going to be great. But we also saw last year, if their defense is good early on, but then they're out there for, you know, 80 plays, 90 plays, 100 plays, they're going to get exhausted midway through the season.
All right, what's the latest you can tell us about your foundation, all the good work you guys are doing, bud?
Yes, sir. So Frontline of Field, we had our golf outing 2 weeks ago at Little Mountain Country Club. We raised over $20,000 that we're going to be giving back to the locals in the near future for mental health awareness and support and suicide prevention to our first responders locally and then also our local military and vets. We also partnered up just recently with Neopats, which is a veteran-based nonprofit organization. September 13th, if anybody is interested, we are having a bull-a-thon. It's called Battle of the Badges Bull-a-thon at Corner Alley downtown. You get 2 hours of bowling. You can win money for the department that you're supporting, you know, so whether it's a police department, a fire department, military, and then you also get two tickets to the Guards game that night. So a max of four players per team, but it's all on our website, frontlineoffield.org or our Facebook page. And it's just been awesome. Vanessa and I are having a blast doing it. Nick, I do have something for you, though, man. This is going to be a good one. My Vanessa absolutely loves Amish people.
Mm. Well, actually, that's a JP thing. JP's in on the Amish as well.
I got an Amish house cleaner.
There he is. Wait. I know JP loves them, but I got to bust your chops right now, man, because all I'm looking for is for all of us as families at some point to go to an Amish dinner if you're in.
I'm in. I'll eat their food. I just think the fact they've shunned electricity is a little bonkers in 2025, Jay.
Are we spinning an anti-Amish narrative around Nick right now? Jason, I'm definitely down. You know that.
Listen, if being hit on by my Amish nanny is going to get me in the like JP's dealing with here, where she's trying to get a sandwich, if that makes me anti-Amish because I just don't have an Amish housekeeper?
It's a house cleaner.
Yeah. I mean, then I guess I'm Amish anti-Amish. That's hard to say.
Oh, I've never heard you stumble through so much in 30 seconds there.
I feel attacked.
Jason, you have him shook right now.
I feel attacked. Hey, I gotta go buy an Amish. Hey, come on over.
Can't buy an Amish.
Oh, I love it.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
I mean, you give them money, they show up, they do work.
I know, but it made it seem like you just get to buy them at your own leisure, as if you went shopping for an Amish.
Aren't they outside of Home Depot?
No,
can't you just go?
That's not the Amish.
That's not the Amish. Okay, I didn't know. Because they don't go in Home Depot, because that would be verboten.
I don't know where they go. I do know they have somebody that drives them there because that's how it works for my Amish housekeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has somebody who drops her off.
I guess I'll just get a housekeeper that wants me.
Conveniently.
And then all of a sudden I'll be pro Amish.
Conveniently, when that person's ready to pick her up is when she's just all of a sudden magically done with the job, too. But I don't know how you tell me how that works.
Man, I'm the Amish hater.
I love my Amish housekeeper. Not that much, though.
Sounds like she loves you that much.
Not much.
Mm-hmm.
She does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And thorough.
Yeah, very thorough, sounds like. Jason Stanford on the fan hotline. We'll react to what Stanford had to say about the Cleveland Guardians in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.